I'm like a star in my head, that's me, but I open my eyes to take a peek. To find a little I don't smile, I hear the sting, gazing on the trembling of the tree. Hello, this is Jorge, your hurdy-gurdy man on Hurdy-Gurdy Songs, our weekly broadcast of songs that speak the truth, songs that have been created in various traditions, backgrounds, societies, ideas, ideologies, but they all aim to speak something of the truth. And the artists that make this music, we talk a little bit about them, but mostly we focus on the songs. Welcome to Hurdy Gurdy Songs. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm glad you're here. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for this experiment that we call Hurdy Gurdy Songs and this wonderful program on Radio Free Brooklyn, which you can check out on .com and .org, radiofreebrooklyn.org. Please join me in returning to a theme that we started last week. Essentially, I wanted to play a song by a musician, an immigrant musician who self-identifies as an immigrant musician in Japan. He is Sam Bennett. Hi, Sam. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm going to play a song by Sam to continue this conversation that we had in our last program, which was really about the unwanted refugees, displaced people, immigrants, and let me just get right to the music. In any case, welcome. You're listening to Hurdy Gurdy Songs, and this is Sam Bennett.
Taking little children from their mothers and fathers, can you even imagine? But what's that you say? You say you already know. But what kind of nation would do such a thing? What kind of nation, I say? What about what they wrote on that Statue of Liberty? Is this the American way? Just imagine the kind of fear and desperation that's enough to make people pack up their children and try to cross that dangerous border in the night. Can't you see we're talking about people?
people trying to get their precious babies to somewhere far away, far away from murder and war and violence and unspeakable fright. Oh, but what kind of nation would then turn around and take these people's children away? What about what they wrote on that Statue of Liberty? It's this the American way. Let's tell it like it is. This is Nazism, man. Ain't nothing else to call it, you know. Except this time it ain't the Jews and the gypsies. This time the target is Latino. If they can get enough Americans to believe that taking children from their mamas is alright, then they've got the people primed to accept most anything, like the extinguishing of freedom's light. Now you might tell me no, not in America. Ah, but look at the people ready to say never mind what they wrote on a Statue of Liberty. This is the American way.
The American Way, that's by Sam Bennett. You should check out Sam. Sam double M, Bennett double T. And writing, producing some wonderful hurdy-gurdy songs from his home in Japan. An American in Japan, an immigrant. I myself am an immigrant, but that's a long story. In any case, I wanted to tie that into our program last week, program number 3, which was called Unwanted Refugees and Immigrants, June 12th, 2018. If you want to check out the podcast, please do. I think you'll find some good stuff. Generally, what we try to do here at Hurdy Gurdy Songs is really play an eclectic selection of songs that, as I said, speak to a lot of interesting matters. In this week's episode, we're going to focus on environmental, which of course, you know, it could mean a lot of different things. It could mean environmental spaces, environmental sounds, environmental sonic spaces, soundscapes. There's many ways that we can define this, but we're going to kind of leave it open, as we like to do on Hurdy Gurdy Songs, to deal with questions of songs about climate, the nature of the world, the condition of the world, how we're treating the world. And that's why this program number 4 is focusing on environment. I'd like to start with a folk tune from John Kirkpatrick with Richard Thompson, talking about this planet. It's called Blue Balloon.
Na 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 na. Put away your pen. I'm riding a blue balloon. Oh, put away your pen. I'm riding a blue balloon. If you rattle your tin, well, I'll come spinning round the moon. Oh, put away your pen, I'm riding a blue balloon. Put away your pen, I'm riding a blue balloon. If you rattle your tin, well, I'll go spinning round the moon. If your belly's full, if you have enough in store for the winter, leave the arrow in your bow, let the deer die another death tomorrow. Woodman, if your fire is burning bright, if your home is fair and fine for your comfort, leave the axe upon your back, let the tree stand another day. Soldier, leave the bullet in your gun. Leave the bullet in your gun. Oh, find another way. You can find another way. 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 Put away your pen. I'm riding a blue balloon. Oh, put away your pen. I'm riding a blue balloon. If you rattle your tin, we'll all go spinning round the moon. Oh, put away your pen, I'm riding a blue balloon. Put away your pen, I'm riding a blue balloon. If you rattle your tin, we'll all go spinning round the moon. Eight man, teach me how to stand upright. Caveman, teach me how to tend your fire. Stone Age man, teach me how to carve your bone. Bronze Age man, teach me how to turn your wheel. Iron Age man, teach me how to grind your corn. Nuclear man, all I learned from you is hate. All I learned from you is hate. All I learned from you is hate. All I learned from you is hate.
Put away your pen, I'm riding a blue balloon. Put away your pen, I'm riding a blue balloon. If you rattle your tin, we'll all go spinning round the moon. Put away your pen, I'm riding a blue balloon. Oh, put away your pen, I'm riding a blue balloon.
spinning round the moon. Put away your pen. Put away your pen. Put away your pen. Put away your pen. I ride the blue balloon.
I hope you enjoyed that stroll through the Darwinian evolution of man from John Kirkpatrick. Just wonderful. The Blue Balloon, along with Richard Thompson. Just a wonderful piece. One of the things I really love about this is it has this kind of backup vocals that remind me of some of the Southern Italian, Sicilian kind of folk singing that we're more familiar with from some of the songs that were collected in Italy, in Southern Italy, by Alan Lomax. But that's another story as well. In any case, I want to go on to the next piece, which is a hurdy-gurdy song. Well, who reaps the profit?
You sit there handing down orders.
Who pays the price?
You examine the terms of the deal. A car is always waiting. Other hands turn the wheel. The doors slide open before you. The doors slide shut behind. Other hands carry your luggage. Your matters engage your mind. You take the gold out of the earth. You throw the corpses in. One crop is as good as another, as long as the cash keeps pouring in. The wheels must never stop turning. The machine must be obeyed. The future has got to be fueled. And there's a price to be paid. Black like the dust, brown like the earth. This is our land, the land of our birth. Silently digging, digging our graves. Choking our bodies, choking our lives. Living on scrap. Dying in debt, digging in darkness so our children can eat. Once we were free, greeting the sun, caring the earth, giving thanks to the corn, sang with the water, sang with the wind, danced with the drum, circled without end. Now we are silent. They've taken our tongues. They've taken our pride. They have taken our songs. Only our bodies, only our eyes burn with the memory of the old ways. Brown like the earth, black like the dust. Who can we turn to? Who can we trust? No patience with failure. You've got no time for delay. Certainty points to the future. Straight lines carve out the way. You never make moral judgments. Only one truth you defend. Money must be free to make money. That's all there is in the end. You take the diamonds out of the earth, you throw the corpses in. One crop is as good as another, as long as the cash keeps pouring in. The wheels must never stop turning. The machine must be obeyed. The future has got to be.
fuel, and there's a price to be paid.
Brown like the earth, black like the dust, who can we turn to? Who can we trust? The gun is their god. They've taken our land. They take what we dig. They take without end. We drown in the dust. We choke in the heat. Our skin grows sores. Our lungs are rot. Still we remember the cold clear air, waking at dawn with the morning star. Still we remember the sound of the flute, the feel of the grass under our feet. Death may come quickly if the mine floods, if the rock talks, if the gas explodes. Mostly we linger on death's cold bed, clutching for air, coughing up blood. Nobody cares, nobody sees. We make no headlines, dying by degrees. Shapes wait to attend you, the ones who drive your cars, who reserve your place at the table, who order your daily cigars, who silently guard your privacy, who make sure your ties are new, who remind you of your appointments. You know that they all depend on you. You take the uranium out of the earth, you throw the corpses in. One crop is as good as another, as long as the cash keeps pouring in. The wheels must never stop turning, the machine must be obeyed. The future has got to be fueled, and there's a price to be paid. Nobody cares, nobody sees. We make no headlines, dying by degrees. What choice do we have? They've taken our homes. We wait in silence. Our time will come. They tear from the earth. They leave nothing behind. Only raw scars on a wasteland. Someday and soon, the mountains will shake, the drum will sound, the sun will turn black, and from out of the dust, and from under the earth, we will arise, proclaiming this truth. All life is sacred, all life is one. From the rocks on the mountains to the children to come. And the walls will topple, and the fences will fall, and the scars will be healed, and the earth will be whole. This is our land, the land of our birth, black like the dust, brown like the earth. Never carry money. You like your life ordered and clean. You make out checks to charity. No one can call you mean. Through your double-locked gateways, only the privileged pass. Admire your taste and elegance. Marvels of marble and silver and glass. You take the earth out of the earth, you throw the corpses in.
One crop is as good as another, as long as the cash keeps pouring in. The wheels must never stop turning, the machine must be obeyed. The future has got to be fueled, and there's a price to be paid. The wheels must never stop turning, the machine must be obeyed. The future has got to be fueled, and there's a price to be paid. The wheels must never stop turning, the machine must be obeyed. The future has got to be fueled, and there's a price to be paid.
This hurdy-gurdy song, Who Reaps the Profits, Who Pays the Price, I think begs a little bit of a context. The song was written by Leon Roselson, performed here beautifully by Roy Bailey. Very dramatic presentation of this song, and it relates to the Band of Hope, which was a temperance organization for working-class children that was founded in Leeds in England in 1847. All the members took a pledge of total abstinence and were taught the evils of drink. Members were enrolled from the age of six and met once a week to listen to lectures and participate in activities. Music, however, played an important role, and there were competitions between different Band of Hope choirs. So there's an allusion to this use of the resource of children, a very human resource. We're going to switch now to more of the larger, wider, let's say, environmental issues around that were first raised in popular music around Amchitka 1970 concert that launched Greenpeace. Many of you probably know about this. But what I wanted to do is I wanted to go right back to our, you know, 1960s counterculture hippie diva, Joni Mitchell, for a tune that is considered, you know, a song about what we're doing to the planet. Let's go with Joni.
Up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum. Charge the people a dollar and a half just to see 'em. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. Pay farmer, farmer, put away the DDT now. Give me spots on my apples, or leave me the birds and the bees. Seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. Late last night, I heard the screen door slam, and a big yellow taxi took away my old man. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? We pay paradise, put up a parking lot. I said, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? We pay paradise, put up a parking lot. We pay paradise, put up a parking lot. Up a parking lot.
gota rueda sobre el hielo y cuelga sobre el vacío. Por su propio peso acaba por caer dentro del río. El tiempo que todo lo cura, también todo lo derrite. Y vuelve de nuevo hielo, como un pulso que se repite. Y cuando el momento llegue, honremos nuestras heridas, celebremos la belleza que se aleja hacia otras vidas. Y aunque la pena nos hiera, que no nos desampare, que encontremos la manera de despedir a los glaciares. Que encontremos la manera de despedir a los glaciares. Abrigarnos midiéndonos con el hielo, y le fuimos dando nombres. Dijimos piedra de cielo, y el planeta tiritó 7000 generaciones, pasando del agua al hielo y del frío. Y cuando el momento llegue, honremos nuestras heridas, levantemos nuestra copa por cada causa perdida, y un aleluya recorra las pantallas de los bares, y encontremos la manera de despedir a los glaciares. Encontremos la manera de despedir a los glaciares. Encontremos la manera de despedir a los glaciares. Encontremos la manera de despedir a los glaciares.
Yeah, Jorge Drexler, the Uruguayan singer-songwriter, wonderful producer, talking there about saying goodbye to the glaciers. Now, how are we going to say goodbye to these natural phenomena? He makes a musical reference to, of course, Colombian's Gabriel Garcia Marquez's 100 Years of Solitude in this song, saying goodbye to the glaciers, which he describes, the way he puts it is, glaciers are natural elements that we take for granted, one that is still there, but melting. So when I listen to the melody and the lyrics, you feel a kind of saudade, which is refers to kind of a melancholy, nostalgia mixed with perhaps nostalgia, sadness, a resignation. And you refer to these cyclical aspects of nature, but do you think we can do more things to mitigate this meltdown? Is it a goodbye? Or is it see you later to the glaciers? I think right now there's no doubt it's goodbye. It really seems as a relationship between what we do as humans and what has been caused by global warming. And it is a very serious thing, but I'm not... He avoids the bitterness or anger in his music. And he says, and it'll be our generation that will change, that would have to say goodbye to the glaciers. And I think we should be grown up enough to cry, to acknowledge these beautiful things that are about to fade. It's a sad song, and I almost didn't let it get into his last recording. But then he realized that there was a light in the song, like when Leonard Cohen says, there's a crack in everything. And that's how the light gets in. Before that, we did hear Joni telling us about the parking lots and paving over our world. You're listening to Hurdy-Gurdy Songs. I am your host, Jorge, a hurdy-gurdy man, here to play you a variety and eclectic selection of songs. I often ask you, and if you want to make song suggestions, please send them to me, Jorge@RadioFreeBrooklyn.org. Again, that's Jorge@RadioFreeBrooklyn.org. And I'm very grateful to be able to produce this kind of program for you here at Radio Free Brooklyn. If you please support this station, this community project that we have going here in beautiful Bushwick, Brooklyn. Donations, you can go on to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. Make donations. Please, if you want to support, if you want to sponsor Hurdy Gurdy Songs, that would be wonderful too. I would love that. We need your support, frankly. We are 501c3, not-for-profit, and so your donations are tax-deductible to the extent possible by New York state laws. But please support us if you can. This is a wonderful thing we have going here, some wonderful programming. Check out our roster of incredible programs. And with that, let me keep to this topic of environmental songs. Next up, I'm going to play you a song that's been called a textbook case of a folk song. And again, this is a question, you know, is a folk song supposed to be topical of the moment, a commentary on what's happening now? Is it supposed to be something that is connected to the past, that speaks from the past, or is it both? It's a very, very complex thing, this folk music thing. And that's one of the things that we play. We play on this program alone. We have world music from Uruguay. We have folk rock. We have folk rock, rap, R&B. We have prog rock, which we'll hopefully get to all of these. If not, please join me every Tuesday for Hurdy Gurdy Songs. Let's go on to our next selection. This is the Oil Song from Steve Forbert.
Oh, the engine's gone dead, cried the men who were there, and ship passed up the dock on the wide Delaware. Then the ship ran aground and the oil got away, and they did not report the big spill on that day. It was hundreds of thousands of gallons galore, stretching 32 miles down the Delaware shore. There were geese in the marshes out looking for food. They got stuck where they stood in the oncoming crude. And it's oil, oil, drifting to the sea. Oil, oil, don't buy it at the station, you can have it now for free. Just come on down to the shoreline where the water used to be. In the well-charted waters of the Nantucket shows was a ship run aground full of oil, we were told. In a week's worth of rough winter weather and waves, the boat started cracking and it could not be saved. It was 7.6 million gallons this time. Consider the danger and think of the crime. As it poured out a slick stretching into the tide, over 100 miles, and yes, it came deep, it came wide. And it's oil, oil, oh, pouring in the sea. Oil, oil, oh, don't buy it at the station, you can have it now for free. Just come on
down to the shoreline where the water used to be. There's talk of some writing found in the ship's log, saying one of the helmsman's unfit for his job, and the ship's gyro compass was 6 degrees shy. Their charts were outdated, but they tried to get by, and you know it's oil. Yeah, pouring in the sea. Oil, oil, oil. Don't buy it at the station. You can have it now for free. Just come on down to the shoreline where the water used to be. Registered in through Liberian doors. Inspections are quick and the regulations are few. Just sign on the line and go find you a crew. Yes, one of these ships was the Olympic Games. The Argo Merchant was the other one's name. Well, it's sad, but it's true. Things got worse for the sea. I ain't even mentioned Amoco Cadiz. Amoco Cadiz, between England and France. The big super tanker out there taking its chance with his 100,000 black tons of the slime. Amoco Cadiz spilled the most of all times. Yes, you know it's come on down to the shoreline where the water used to be. Now down in the Gulf, east of Mexico way, there's something gone wrong, so the papers all say. A Mexican oil well is leaking its goo. They say it's the worst that things have ever come to. Yes, it's gallons of sludge, 60 million and more. It's cruising and oozing towards many a shore. Yes, things have got bad, but they'll probably get worse. If you can't drink the oil, oh, you might die of thirst. Because it's oil, it's oil, and it's creeping in the sea. Station, you can have it now for free. Just come on down to the shoreline where the water used to be. Yeah!
Isn't that wonderful? That's Steve Forbert, the oil song. And when you think about it, that's really something, because that song first came out in 1979 on his Jackrabbit Slim album. And clearly he's talking about, well, we know what he's talking about. He's talking about the Argo Merchant and the Olympic Games, and he was talking about the Amoco Cadiz, and then he went on to the Mexican tanker, Ishtok 1, and the Exxon Valdez. I mean, it's amazing. 10 years of this kind of accident. And what I loved about Steve Forbert is one of the things he said about what he defining the folk song. He says, the song is like a true folk song because you have to keep adding things to it. And it has a life of its own. And unfortunately, it grows with the particular topic. Just think that's a wonderful way to put it. Let's stay with the water theme. And to that end, let's go with the Beach Boys.
Don't go near the water. Don't you think it's sad? What's happened to the water? Our water's going bad. Oceans, rivers, lakes, and streams have all been touched by me.
Masterpiece from Brian Wilson and the Beach Boys, Surf's Up. Clearly a beautiful piece. Don't go near the water. This next song is from a young independent artist named Dustin Thomas. And it's a song that he did for, continuing with this theme of water, Song for Standing Rock. He writes, "This song goes out to all our peaceful warriors on the front lines of Standing Rock, taking a stand for our waters and our lands and putting their bodies and hearts on the front lines for what's right. It breaks my heart to see my brothers and sisters arrested for standing up for what's right, but in the midst of this heartache, miracles are happening. Tribes of great Indian nations are coming together from all over the country and standing side by side with people from all walks of life to speak on behalf of the earth, to protect clean water, and to honor these precious lands." It's a lovely hurdy-gurdy song from Dustin Thomas.
First, as we reported last week, a protest in North Dakota against a major oil pipeline continues to grow. Over 100 Native American tribes have joined the fight against the project, saying that it threatens one tribe's water supply and its sacred land.
I wanna write a song for my sisters out in Standing Rock. They got arrested by the men for doing what they're supposed to, for the water and the land, to chop that black snake down. And now they're sending out the talks. Good Lord, gonna set the captives free. Good Lord, gonna chop that black snake down. They don't see what they will see. water is life. Water is life. I wanna write a song for my brothers out in Standing Rock. They got arrested by the men for doing what they're supposed to, for the water and the land, to chop that black snake down. And they're uniting all the tribes, all the people hand in hand. But good luck gonna set the captives free. Good luck gonna chop that black snake down. Good Lord, all the people dance and sing. Good Lord, all the people twist and shout. They don't see what they will see. They don't know what they do. Water is life. 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 Find a better way for seven generations and for the water.
manufacturers are comfortable. Boycott at the market, containers that are non-returnable. Aluminum, glass and plastic, eternal waste that's not destructible. That may live out our natural time, but as for all our children born to suffocate in human's land, nature's disappearing and we are guilty of this massive crime.
There's the British blues man John Mayall, extraordinaire, still doing it. Nature's disappearing. And it's a massive crime, he tells us. Thank you for joining me on Hurdy Gurdy Songs. It's been great to have you. Please join me every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at radiofreebrooklyn.org. Wishing the best.
I stand alone in my concrete cell, where people stare and toss me coke cans. I guess it's better than being poached, but I'd give my horn just to see my